what not to do, shame people, ignore recovery, or start without preparation when a local church wants to serve people impacted by addiction, good intentions are not enough. A church can truly love people and still cause harm if it shames people, ignores recovery realities, or starts ministry without preparation. The first mistake is shame. Shame says, you are your addiction. You are your relapse. You are your failure. Shame may sound like gossip, harsh jokes, public exposure, suspicious looks, or sermons that speak about addiction without compassion. Shame drives people into hiding, and hiding is often part of the addiction cycle. A church should tell the truth about sin, bondage, repentance, responsibility, and restoration. But truth must be spoken with the heart of Christ. A person in recovery needs honesty without humiliation. The second mistake is ignoring recovery. Some churches act as if a person only needs to pray harder, attend worship, or stop making bad choices. Prayer and worship are essential, but addiction recovery usually involves whole person change, spiritual renewal, embodied habits, relational repair, accountability, support systems, sponsor relationships, counseling when needed, treatment when appropriate, and daily practices of honesty. Over-spiritualizing addiction can leave people unsupported. Under-spiritualizing addiction can leave people without gospel hope. A wise church sees the whole person. The third mistake is starting without preparation. A church may say, let's begin a recovery ministry next month, but have no plan for confidentiality, relapse disclosures, money requests, transportation, crisis calls, sponsor relationships, domestic violence concerns, overdose risk, or volunteer boundaries. That is not wise. Recovery ministry needs structure. Before starting, church leaders should ask, who oversees this ministry? What training is required? What are our confidentiality limits? What happens if someone is suicidal? How do we respond to relapse? What if someone asks for money or a ride? How do we protect vulnerable people? How do we respect sponsors and recovery groups? How do we refer to qualified professionals? The fourth mistake is rushing people into leadership or testimony. A powerful story does not automatically mean a person is ready for public ministry. Stability, humility, accountability, and time matter. What helps? Prepare leaders, train volunteers, build referral lists, honor privacy, use clear policies, pray by permission, share scripture with consent, welcome people without making them projects. Recovery ministry is not built on panic or performance. It is built on patient, prepared, Christ-centered love,